Sancte nobis spiritus,
unum patrico filio, dignare promptus ingemi, nostro refus suspectori.
Os linguam sensus vigor
confessionem exonent promesca digne caritas agendata ardo proximus.
Here let us stand, close by the cathedral.
Here let us wait.
Are we drawn by danger?
Is it the knowledge of safety that draws our feet towards the cathedral?
What danger can be for us, the poor? The poor women of Canterbury.
What tribulation with which we are not already familiar.
There is no danger for us, and there is no safety in the cathedral.
Some presage of an act which our eyes are compelled to witness has forced our feet towards the cathedral.
We are forced to bear witness.
Since golden October declined into summer November, and the apples were gathered and stored, and the land became brown, sharp points of death in a waste of water and mud, the new year waits, breathes, waits, whispers in darkness.
While the laborer kicks off a muddy boot and stretches his hand to the fire, the new year waits, destiny waits for the coming.
Who has stretched out his hand to the fire and remember the saints at All Hallows? Remember the martyrs and saints who wait.
And who shall stretch out his hand to the fire and deny his master?
Who shall be warmed by the fire and deny his master?
7 years and the summer is over. 7 years since the Archbishop left us, he who was always kind to his people.
But it would not be well if he should return.
King rules or barons rule.
We have suffered various oppression, but mostly we are left to our own devices, and we are content if we are left alone.
We try and keep our households in order. The merchant, shy and cautious, tries to compile a little fortune, and the laborer bends to his piece of earth, earth color, his own color, preferring to pass unobserved.
Now I fear disturbance of the quiet seasons. Winter shall come, bringing death from the sea. Ruinous spring shall beat at our doors. Root and shoot shall eat our eyes and our ears. Disastrous summer burn up the beds of our streams. And the poor shall wait for another decaying October.
Why should the summer bring consolation for autumn fires and winter fogs?
What shall we do in the heat of summer but wait in barren orchards for another October?
Some malady is coming upon us.
We wait, and the saints and martyrs wait for those who shall be martyrs and saints.
Destiny waits in the hand of God, shaping the still unshapen. I have seen these things in a shaft of sunlight.
Destiny waits in the hand of God, not in the hands of statesmen who do some well, some ill, planning and guessing, having their aims which turn in their hands in the pattern of time.
Come, happy December, who shall observe you? Who shall preserve you?
Shall the Son of Man be born again in the litter of scorn?
For us, the poor, there is no action, but only to wait and to witness.